Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
The Goldman Environmental Foundation announced the winners of the 2019 Goldman Environmental Prize today, recognizing six grassroots environmental activists around the world. Jacqueline Evans is one of the winners. Her work led to the conservation and protection of the ocean around the Cook Islands. She joins us now on Skype. Jacqueline, welcome to Here and Now and congratulations.
Hi, thank you very much, Jeremy.
So the Cook Islands is made up of 15 small islands in the South Pacific. Tell us more about the marine life there, first of all.
We have a lot of beautiful marine life in the Cook Islands. We have humpback whales, marine turtles, a lot of rare seabirds and fish species, some endangered species. So, yeah, it's a beautiful place.
And what made you decide that it was going to be your mission to protect the ocean around the Cook Islands?
Oh, it concerns me a lot about, with climate change and overfishing and pollution that's happening in our oceans around the world. So, we wanted to do our bit. So that's why I got involved.
What kind of damage were you seeing?
Well, with climate change, we've seen our reefs beginning to bleach. That means that the corals turn white because of the stress that they're having from warmer sea surface temperatures. And we've also seen a decline in fish in our waters.
And you got the Goldman Prize now for grassroots activism. How did you manage to raise awareness and get people in the Cook Islands to care about protecting the reefs and the marine life?
Well, I've received this prize, but it was really actually teamwork. So I traveled all around the islands with our traditional leaders, as well as some government representatives. And Kevin Edel, who he's a celebrity, a rugby league player, and had the idea of establishing this marine protected area.
And so what did you do to get people to care?
Well, it was really not hard to get the communities to care because they're so reliant on their resources. They live right next to the ocean. They get their food from the ocean. They live a subsistence lifestyle. And they really care about their natural resources.
So was there any pushback? Did the commercial fishing industry, for example, not want what you wanted?
Yeah, there was some pushback. But at the end of the day, the government listened to the communities and, it was basically the communities won the game.
Tell us a little bit about the marine conservation legislation called the Moray Moana Act. It was enacted by the Cook Islands government in 2017. What does it do to protect the oceans?
So the Moray Moana Act establishes protected areas around each of the 15 islands of the Cook Islands. So those protected areas extend from the beaches to 50 nautical miles around each island, and that's where we don't have any longline fishing or purse seine fishing, any large-scale commercial fishing, and also no seabed minerals activities are allowed in those areas. We protected 324,000 square kilometres of ocean through those 15 marine protected areas.
But you're still going to have to deal with the issue of climate change, right, which there's not much you can do there in the Cook Islands to protect against. If the ocean warms and marine life suffers, that's going to be something that's going to be too big for one place to protect against, right?
That's right. So we suffer from the effects of climate change, yet we only contribute a very minute amount of carbon dioxide emissions, but we do suffer through coral bleaching and through sea level rise and so on. But by managing our resources better locally, our coral reefs will be able to adapt to climate change a lot better.
That is Jacqueline Evans, who has just won the Goldman Environmental Foundation Prize for Grassroots Environmental Activism. Thank you so much and congratulations again.
Thank you very much, Jeremy.